Hi folks, it's your old buddy Luke Clayton and welcome to High Plains Outdoors. This week I'm coming to you from the porch of my little cabin out behind the house in the woods here. I do a lot of my recordings out here these days and it's kind of a natural place to talk about the outdoors. You may hear there's actually been a hawk out here. I think he's after a squirrel. I've heard him screaming a few times in the past few minutes, so you may hear a little background noise. But today I want to talk to you about making canned venison. Now, not too many years ago, canning meat was very popular. You know, it's a way to preserve meat, but it's also a way to impart some very tasty flavors in meat. Now, for the specifics on canning meat, if you have a pressure cooker, you definitely need a pressure cooker to do it. There's all kind of details with the booklet that comes with your pressure cookers, but about 15 pounds of pressure in about 70 minutes is pretty standard. But make sure before you start canning anything that you check the instructions that come with your canner, your pressure cooker. Venison really does lend itself well to canning for several reasons. It's very lean. What you want to do, let's just say we want to can some venison and we want to flavor it in the jar. We say, you know, canning, but of course we're talking about putting it in jars. Pint jars work really well. What you want to do, start off by cubing up your venison in about 1-inch cubes. It doesn't have to be perfect, but you want smaller pieces so it'll cook evenly. Now I love roast beef. You can buy an au jus paste, which is a really thick beef flavored paste, and you can put a teaspoon or so of that in the jar with your cubed up venison, you know, before you put the lid on it and pressure cook it, and that makes it taste a whole lot like roast beef. It's really, really good. But start off with all the sinew removed from your venison, all the fat removed. And if you want to flavor it, let's think about getting some au jus paste. You can find it at different places. I also think that a canned mushroom sauce to add to it would be really, really good. I'd never make just unflavored canned venison. I always put a beef flavor in there with it because I like the finished product of roast beef flavor. So you could probably get by with with beef broth to add to it, but you don't want a lot of liquid when you're canning. Actually, the meat itself will create the liquid, but it is okay to add a little bit of flavoring, such as the au jus. So basically, put your meat in the jars. You know, make sure everything is sterile, just like you were canning, you know, anything, vegetables, and pressure cook it for the appointed time. And then you've got in a duck blind or you can just take this stuff and eat it out of the jar this winter when you're out on hunts. I also took it actually a little bit farther a couple of years ago. I love fajitas and I love venison fajitas. So what I thought, well, why not go ahead and chip some garlic up in with the meat before I pressure cook it. Chip a little garlic up in there with it and a little fajita seasoning. Any type you like you can use, but I use some called Fiesta fajita seasoning. But I put that in there, a little garlic, and I chipped some jalapeno peppers up in there. You know, not a whole lot, but just enough to give it some flavor. And then when I get ready to make fajitas, I just dump that jar into a cast iron skillet, add a little onion and peppers. You know, I always wait until, you know, I just can't imagine pressure cooking those bell peppers. I always wait until it's about time to cook, and then I'll add them in there fresh. But it makes canned venison, if you flavor it for fajita meat, makes some awesome fajitas. So that's just a little tip for you that something I've been doing for, gosh, the last 5 or 6 years. I will remind everyone, if you go to High Plains Outdoors and click on programs there, you know, you can look at the archives of many, many shows that I've done in the past, actually the past several years, are archived right there at High Plains Outdoors, which is hppr.org. So check that out sometime if you happen to want to go back and listen to one of these shows. And if you miss something in the show, you can always go back and check it out. Till this time next week, folks, be safe in the outdoors and have fun.
Today's show was made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, Smokey and Tex Electric Smokers, Air Force Air Guns, the Texas Deer Association, Sun Optics USA, Purina, Darton Archery, Hogman Outdoors, makers of the Game Alert, and Night Sight.
Well, now take down your fishing pole and meet me at the fishing hole. We may not get a bite all day, but don't you rush away. What a great place to rest your bones, and mighty fine for skipping stones. You'll feel fresh as a lemonade setting in the shade. Whether it's hot, whether it's cool, oh, what a spot for whistling like a fool. What a fine day to take a stroll.